Thursday, friends. You know, there's been some financial news circulating lately that, taken out of context, could really lead folks to believe that the economy's in bad shape, but it's not true. So I thought we'd take a minute and unpack that. And that is that there's been an extraordinary high number of corporate bankruptcies recently. Now, the bankruptcies, these have occurred, companies such as Spirit Airlines, Tupperware, Avon, Red Lobster, and Party City. Now, these companies, the reason why they file bankruptcy is because they have a heavy load of corporate debt, and along with inflation, higher prices, and high interest rates, it's just been hard for them to operate. So they file what's called a Chapter 11, which is simply, the opportunity. They go to the banks and they say, hey, can you help us out? Give us a little extra time, maybe adjust our interest rate, things like that, to try to help us get back on good footing. Now, if you look at the number of companies that I had mentioned, those companies, really, their business models and their products might be a little bit outdated. We know that Tupperware, the CEO there, said that they were tardy to the party. They did not adapt to the digital market like they should have, trying to stick to their old model, which was very outdated. Party City was always a little on the pricier side, so folks have been going to Dollar Tree, Walmart, Target, and then, of course, there's the convenience of Amazon, too, to get their party supplies. Red Lobster, we all know they lost $11 million on all-you-can-eat shrimp, so that one goes without saying. But these companies may still turn it around, because if you look back in the past, companies such as the last round of huge bankruptcies we had were companies like J.Crew and Neiman Marcus. They restructured, and they're still here in business today. In fact, J.Crew came back better than ever. So, I wouldn't count these companies out yet, and certainly it's too early to say that this is a bad sign for the economy. But if it is, think about this. How will your life really be affected if these companies no longer exist? Really, would it be affected that much? I don't think so. I think we'd all go to Dollar Tree, get our plates and cups and decorations, and move on with our lives. So, thinking along those lines, tomorrow's Friday, y'all. Let's go use our common sense.
So if you want to have fun in this man's land, let Lincoln and Jackson start shaking hands. On greenback, greenback dollar bill. Just a little piece of paper coated with chlorophyll. I didn't know what I was getting into, but I'd pop Lincoln and Jackson too. I didn't mind seeing them fade out of sight. I just knew I'd have some fun last night. Whenever you're in town and looking for a thrill, if Lincoln can't get it, Jackson sure will.
On a greenback dollar bill.